Sports, Mix 104.9.
89-64, the final score this afternoon. Emporia State with the win. Joined now by Emporia State men's coach Craig Doty. First off, coach, congratulations on the win this afternoon.
Awesome. Thanks, Craig. You got it done, and that's good to do on the road.
Well, start off trailing 9-2 in the game. A little rusty off. Is that too loud for you?
Yeah,
there we go. 9-2 trail early. You make the shift change a la hockey style, and 5-for-5, and boy, that paid off.
We had to do it in both halves. Our starters are not starting off the game well. And I don't know exactly what it is, if we can pinpoint it, if we're just, you know, but I tell you what, I mean, same thing happened at Missouri Western when we brought in the second five, and they, you know, helped calm the bleeding, if you will, you know, and stop it, and allowed us to have a chance to win that game despite the starters, you know, playing, you know, struggling during the rotations. And I thought tonight, to start the first half off and start the second half off, the starters struggled. And now they came into their own, you know, they came and we had some good things. But, I mean, really overall, you look at the plus minuses, Gage McGuire plus
wow.
35. Unbelievable, huh? I mean, and, you know, he's a guy who obviously we love Gage. We love his toughness. He's been tough to put on the floor just with, you know, struggling to keep the ball in front of him. We challenged him. We had our meeting when we came back from Christmas. You know, we've told Gage, Tyreek, and Mason we're going to honor them on senior night, and then, you know, we'll certainly have a chance to come back the next year. But, you know, what that'll entail coming back next year, that's gonna be predicated on how well they play. And, you know, when Gage comes in there, instant spark, finishing around the rim, passing, he was elite. I mean, I thought he was our MVP, and I know you get to talk to him here in a second. He's going to be a lot more fun to talk to than me. But we put four guys in double figures, which was awesome. You know, I thought we saw great things out of Knox. Obviously, Atavian Butler was a huge spark offensively for us. We were right side up, assist to turnover with 14 assists, which is big for us. And we made free throws, something that we didn't do last game. We won by 25, Greg. We only shot 4-17 from three. Imagine if we would have hit our perimeter shots, you know. So overall, happy with them. And I think the number that can't be stated enough is our second half field goal defense, where we held them to 25.9%.
I was going to have you talk a lot about Gage, because in that first half there was a stretch where he had four straight plays, scored a couple baskets, had a big assist, also drew a charge, and also had a big rebound.
Great calling that drawn charge. I mean, huge, because they hit that shot too. Just like in the second half, Owen kind of ran through that body when Elijah hit it, you know, hit the three, but it got waved off because the guy driving the ball doesn't jump stop. Same thing, Gage, you know, he steps over, and there was a big foul on Stevie Strong too, where we were able to pick on him, you know, because he got in foul trouble and he had to guard somebody out there. You saw ISOs for Knox and different things. But, yeah, you're right. It all goes back to Gage McGuire stepping over, taking a charge, you know, and just, you know, he did little things for us. You know, he's struggling to shoot from the perimeter. He's scared to death when he gets to the foul line because he doesn't want to. He's like Shaq right now at the free throw line. Hey, that's okay. I don't care about that stuff. If he's going to defend, rebound, and impact the game as positively as he did tonight, we're gonna look at his strengths and say that outweighs his weaknesses, and he's going to continue to get more run.
First half, you mentioned Stevie Strong, 19 first half points. Did you do anything different defensively with him?
No. I mean, he was hitting ridiculous shots in the first half. They weren't terribly defended. And, you know, the nice thing we did was just try to put pressure on him defensively, getting in his body, getting him into foul trouble. He had to sit down, and he just didn't get any rhythm and flow when that happened. But I didn't think we were – I felt good at halftime. I even felt good when they started the game off on the run from a standpoint of that they weren't going to continue to hit shots. You know, a lot of these games, you've been announcing these games, what, seven national championships overall? I just read your Hall of Fame plaque in the Hyper, Greg. But you've been doing this for a long time, and one thing you'll tell in the first 10 minutes is who is getting the better looks. Doesn't matter if they're going in or not, but the team that's getting the better looks has a huge advantage over the other team, and I still thought we were getting better looks than our opponent, even though in the first half they ended up making 58% of them. By the end of the first half, we made 62% of ours. So.
Well, and one thing you mentioned in pregame that you said the team that was going to be the more aggressive today was going to win this game. I thought your ball club really played aggressive this game.
Outside of the first few minutes with our starters of the first half and the first few minutes of the second half, and again, we're not going to accept passive play. We got to be aggressive. We got to be physical. We got to be legal. And if we're not going to do those things, hey, I love our bench right now. Don't you, Greg? It's fun to know that we can go on it. Because before, if you look at the plus minuses before and in literally our first eight games, we would go to the bench and we would get worse. Every single time they were negative. Like, we chart this stuff and show the guys. And now we're going to the bench and the plus the last two games, and their plus is higher. We're winning more with those guys in and expanding leads. And it's not always going to be 5 for 5, of course, but you try to send a message a little more when you do that, that it doesn't matter who you are. If you're a part of that unit, it's unacceptable that you're not playing enough energy. And if you are and your teammates aren't, well, then be a better leader on the floor and get them going. So we're a work in progress. I think every team is this time of year. And we're happy to go on the road and get a win. And now we have a big one coming up at Central Oklahoma on Monday.
That's what I was getting ready to say. You get to open up 2023 with a big road game at Central Oklahoma, who had, I think, an easy win today. Let's see here. No, that's women's. That's a women's score. That's a women's score. I was going to say, if that was a 72-57 over Washburn.
Yeah. No, they handled Washburn. The biggest question is, did Callen Hayden play in the game? Their star point guard is one of the better players in the conference, and it looks like Callen Hayden did not play in the game. So they're figuring out life without Callen. You know, Jaden Wells is really good, and he kind of leads them along with Cam Givens. Now, we're going to have our hands full. It's going to be a lot of fun. But, hey, before we get to there, man, you get to hang out with Gage McGuire. I mean, what an honor, right?
Hey, I can't think of anything better.
I love
it. Enjoy your New Year's Eve, and Happy New Year, and we'll see you on Monday.
Thanks, my friend.
That's Emporia State men's basketball coach